Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. This is Drake from Engaging Walk. I'm going to be by myself today. Ruby is not really feeling too good. You know, she's getting ready to deliver pretty soon. So, you know, no one can blame her for dipping in and out as she feels, you know, up to doing the podcast episodes in the foreseeable future, you know, depending on how she feels after birth. But, you know, again, no one can blame her for that. But the podcast is going to go on. So she and I took a look at the third principle of Gottman's seven principles for making marriage work. And this one is titled, Turn Towards Each Other, Not Away. And, you know, don't turn against each other. Turn towards each other during your time of need. But Gottman, this one sounds like pretty straightforward. And it really is, but Gottman gives a lot of really great insight in the book that I'm going to discuss, and then I'm going to give my own thoughts about it, and we'll go from there. All right, so first, what is Gottman talking about when he's saying, turn towards each other and not away in marriage? This, I think, applies in romantic relationships. So even if you're at that dating stage, you know, in the beginning of the dating stage, you're not really going to be doing a lot of this. You're still like kind of like feeling each other out, seeing if this is the right relationship for you. But once you start getting more serious, these are the things that you're going to want to do and need to do, actually, in order to make your relationship successful. In marriage, these things that Gottman's calling towards and turning towards each other is going to be pay a lot of huge dividends when, not if, but when things get hairy in the relationship. So if there's a crisis, if there is conflict, if there is, you know, major life events that will ensure that you guys are going to need each other during that time. And the more time you spend together and the more you turn toward each other during this, during the up parts, when you're not going through, you know, those turmoils, then during this time is when you're going to really want to turn toward each other during your everyday life. Now, what Gottman's talking about is these are moments in which he gives us, to give a little bit of background, he's a researcher, and he interviews and observes couples. And he says in his research that some of the things that is huge indicators as to whether or not a couple is going to survive their marriage, you know, in good spirits, you know. So there's not just divorce. So he's also categorizing this as, you know, there's on one side you have couples that divorce and couples that are living not so well together. You know, there's lots of conflict. You know, they might be in this category of like what people call like staying together for the kids. You know, they're married, they're toughing it out, but they're not connecting. They're not a romantic couple. You know, it's no secret that couples that are having these issues, they're most likely not having sex with each other. You know, they're not having that level of intimacy anymore. That those days are behind them in their marriage, and you know, they may never recover from that. You know, some of them are living separated, some of them maybe even living in different homes, and they're still married, but they're not romantic. They're not connecting. Okay, so I think we get the idea. On the other side, he observed married couples that are really connected to each other. And this connection manifests itself in evidence in very small ways, not big ways. So some of the examples that he gives is when he observes couples that are having lunch or having dinner together, do they talk to each other? Are they engaged in conversation? And then when they recall certain events, are they happy about those events? Are they connecting on those events that happened in their lives? So what I've observed is that Gottman is very keen on discussing the couple's past, the couple's relationship, how they got to where they are, and do their eyes light up? Are they engaged in that connection? Do they have happy memories of the things that they've gone through? Do they look at that with a positive light in the present? all those things he says in his research, that couples that have that connection, that intimate connection, are way more likely to survive and thrive in their marriage than couples that don't. And I think the most telling one is the one that he just said, which is, are the couples engaged during a meal? Do they look at each other? Do they talk to each other? And he said, you know, obviously this is before cell phones, a lot of his research, but I think it's still actually more holds up today with more distractions, which is during these conversations is the, you know, he said in one example, the wife wouldn't even look up from her magazine. Like the husband was having a discussion with her and she wasn't engaged at all. She was just looking at her magazine. And I think a lot of us today can identify with that with our cell phones. Like, are we on our cell phones during that time? And I admit that, you know, for us, we have our like personal time while we're at home, Ruby and I, but we do make a very concerted effort throughout the day to connect, to talk to each other during dinner, to just have discussions. We discuss all sorts of things. You know, we discuss current events, politics. We discuss things that are going on in our lives, finance. What are our financial plans for the future? What are our financial plans for this month? You know, what sort of things can we spend our money on? And do we need groceries? And he gives also an example of this level of engagement being involved in the home, particularly on the husband's end, when he says that couples, he gives a really great example, actually. One is the couples that are engaged with each other have connection. The wife says to the husband, "Hey, babe, do we need bleach?" And the husband goes, "You know, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to go grab some just in case." That's engagement, juxtaposed to the wife says to the husband, "Hey, do we need bleach?" And the husband goes, "I don't know. That's your end. You're the one supposed to take care of those things. I don't know what's going on. Why don't you know? I'm the one that works." You know, I don't think he goes that far, but that is what that is saying, is, I don't know. That's your end of the relationship. Why do I need to worry about the bleach? I worry about bringing in the money. Your role is to bring in the bleach or keep inventory of the things that we need and the things that we don't. All of this speaks to a level of connection, not just, there's so many levels of connection actually that this is, so I'm going to go more into like my thoughts about this because he really just kind of just ends it there. He gives a few more examples that I can't really recall because I'm going off of memory. And then afterwards, this is a great book that I highly recommend that you as married couples will go through together, because about 50% of the book is questionnaires and exercises that you can do to ensure that, hey, the questionnaire is like a rubric or a baseline of where you are at as a couple. Afterwards, you get more into these exercises that you can do to ensure that, hey, you know, if we are not turning towards each other, or if we are, but there's, you know, room for growth, or we're doing great, but let's just run with this. You know, all three are perfectly acceptable. He gives a lot of exercises that you can do to build on this concept and to bring this principle into your relationship. So what I think is, there's so many different, what this reveals, I think, is that there are so many different levels of intimacy and connection. And sexual intimacy, sexual connection, that organic chemistry that occurs between the man and the woman, and when they are deeply in love and when they're functioning well as in a relationship, that I think is a byproduct of emotional connection, physical connection, but also a sort of baseline of like friendship connection. And he talks about this quite a bit in some of the rubrics and the questionnaires, is, do you consider your spouse a friend? Are they your best friend? And despite your interests, or your, maybe, because not every couple is going to have a perfectly aligned interest, despite your interests, do you find the interests of your spouse engaging or interesting? And do you spend time to look into those? Do you have a religious connection? All those things are going to be super important. And the more things that you can connect on, whether it be activities, emotional connection, checking in with each other. He gives a lot of examples about like, hey, you know, if you're both busy, reaching out emotionally, reaching out to maintain connection in the smallest moments is what's going to make the difference. And he gives us, so one of the examples is like, hey, babe, I had this really crazy nightmare. And the husband goes, oh, you know what? I can't really, you know, spend too much time on this because I'm running late for work. But just tell me really quickly what it was so that we can remember. And then later on tonight when I come home, we can have a discussion about it. I think this is all just like little things that we can do to express gratitude, respect, and reaching out to our spouse. You know, and I think the longer you get married, you know, the longer that you are married, the longer that you spend this time with each other at home, there can be a lot of room for agitation, impatience, taking for granted. And what Gottman's talking about here essentially, I believe, is we can't do though. We don't have room to do that in marriage. We don't have room to take for granted our spouse. And sometimes this thought comes to my mind that, you know, especially when I'm on my phone and not engaging with my wife, which is, it's not reasonable to be engaging the entire day when you're home. You know, obviously there's like decompression time and time in which you're going to want to work on things that, you know, are on your personal end. But will I look back on the time that we've spent together with fondness, of course? Will I look back and think, you know, if she weren't here, if she were, you know, on vacation or, you know, in traveling or, you know, years and years and years from now, you know, if she were to pass away before me, would I think about, hey, I wish I spent more time with my wife? Of course, I think that's what we all think, you know, or if we ever go into those moments where we take, you know, our loved ones for granted, especially our spouse, that we would always wish that we spent more time together and not less. And that shows what's really important in our relationships is the relationship that we have with those loved ones, with our wife, our husband, our, you know, father, mother, brother, sister, cousins. You know, so that I think is what is driving at, is what Gottman is driving at here, is take those moments to be kind, take those moments to connect, and maintain that focus of connection and rather than disconnect, you know, because of and again, we're going to go back here, which is there's always going to be time to recharge the self and to make sure that your cup is filled. You know, this is our engaging walk thing, which is, you know, the two cups in a bowl. Like we as individuals bring that cup to the bowl of marriage. But in order to bring something, like we have to have our end full, right? You know, I support my wife by supporting myself. I support the health of our marriage by making sure that I'm healthy, right? Now, all these things considered, what he's talking about here is making that effort, making that time to connect rather than disconnect, to reach out and really understand what our partner is saying when they say things like, hey, you know, do we need new bleach or do we need extra bleach? Do we need what sorts of things do we need in the house? All those little examples, Gottman says, compile and pay dividends so that when you go through these tumultuous periods of your relationship, whether they be sources of conflict, major life events, having children, deaths in the family, you know, family troubles, familial problems, like let's say they'd be with in-laws or whatnot, that you're taking that time day in and day out to connect so that when those things do happen, you have a safety net to fall back on. you have that emotional connection that says, hey, this person is a person that I can trust. I have been able to trust for years with all the little things. So, of course, I can trust them with the big things like this. And we will make it through together, you know, just like how we've always connected. And then you also have that mutual understanding of the language that allows for connection, because that's a daily practice. That is just putting in the work. And also Gottman gives this into juxtaposition to Hollywood, which is Hollywood makes it seem like, you know, to be romantic is, you know, this is straight from Gottman. He gives a really great example of this and a really great discussion about this in this chapter, which I think is, you know, I'd be remiss if I don't describe it here, which is that Hollywood gives this idea of, like, you know, romantic candlelight dinners and, you know, flower petal, covered, like, romantic evenings. And of course, these are events that are going to be great to do once in a while. But what's more connecting is a picnic together, a walk together, you know. And that's what actually Engaging Walk, our podcast, is all about, is, you know, Ruby and I do take the time, in fact, to go out and just walk together. A lot of the times it's just with our dog. A lot of the times it's when we go to the dog park. A lot of the times it's just going out together and finding a new location and going on a walk. You know, I think just last week we did one over at La Jolla, and it was great. It was a great day. You know, obviously we have some footage of that on YouTube, some of the shorts in which you can see Boba, our dog. She's a little corgi. She can, you know, she was having a blast, like checking out the seals and the sea lions over there. So you can see some of the footage from that on our YouTube channel. So I guess I'll wrap it up with this, which is when we're in this motion of making daily connection and taking the time to, you know, which is really difficult. This is not an easy thing, but it's essential. It is totally essential of making our partner. I believe it's really important, especially in marriage, to make our partner our best friend. And in that deep friendship, there's so many beautiful things that just continue to spawn out of that. There's so many beautiful things that come to different levels of connection through that. And I think you definitely go through periods in which, you know, you'll almost sort of like hit like a revelation of, hey, I've spent so much time with this person. We've shared so many wonderful experiences together that they sort of like change in your eye and in your mind, that they sort of like become a different person, a more substantial person. Like you don't view them the same way that you did a year prior or 2 years prior. And I think that's when you take the time to reflect on that and to embrace those moments, because that is the beauty of the growth and the journey together. And that is what I believe Gottman is talking about here, is that's an accumulation, a total an accumulation of all those shared beautiful moments together, of reaching out, of connecting. And when you do hit upon these realizations of like, wow, I am so thankful for this person. I'm so thankful that this person is in my life. I love her. I love him. You know, I couldn't be more grateful for having this person by my side, going through life together. And having your partner as your best friend, your confidant, of going through life together is going to be a really, really rewarding experience. It has been for me thus far. I know Ruby's expressed like the same feeling, you know, when we talk about it. And I think, you know, for many of you out there, that is what marriage is all about, is that total connection that you have with this person. And we shouldn't take it for granted. And I think, you know, if we make a daily decision to, I'm not going to take this for granted, I'm going to, you know, hold on to this and cherish it, that is exactly what Gottman's talking about. I believe this, he didn't really say this, but that's from my point of view of the examples that he gives, is that is coming from a place of gratitude and an appreciation for the person being in your life the way that they are. And if there's that mutual appreciation, mutual gratitude that is expressed, and not just verbally, but through action and through intentional, as my wife loves to say, intentional planning and intentional reaching out, then, you know, those, just like Gottman says, like those actions and those accumulated moments are going to really pay dividends in the secure emotional connection that you have in your relationship. So with that, I'm going to be signing off for this week's Friday special. And we, of course, are going to be continuing the Gottman 7 Principles next week and going into the week prior, the following week. So we look forward to that. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning into Engaging Walk. If you can, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you find this podcast. We're also available on YouTube. We got some videos. We don't have any new videos coming up, but we do have some in the past that are, you know, that were recently uploaded that I think are really great. We got one at the Coronado Dog Park, or the dog beach rather, that I go to with Boba. We go there pretty often, and it's a great way to, you know, get that energy out, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the beach, take in the beautiful scenery in beautiful Southern California. And then also, we have a video that was posted not that long ago, I want to say last month, or maybe the month prior, and it was about online dating. So plenty of material, and we've got more coming up for you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Engaging Walk Podcast. You can always find more at www.engagingwalk.com. This is Drake, and I'm signing out. See you guys on Monday.